Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study, Psalm 119, we were taught that the few years that we will suffer persecution for our stand in God's Word is nothing when compared to eternity with the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It is this word that is used in judgment. In John chapter 12, verse 48, Jesus said, "He that rejecteth me, receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." If I follow the truth of God's word, I know beyond any shadow of the doubt, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It's not might, could be a possibility. Oh no. All those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So if that's the case, why stand? Because I know his everlasting testimonies give understanding. They make my eternity better. The unsaved only see a moment of pleasure. Oh, but look, for the saved, our pleasure is forevermore. They have a moment of pleasure, but then they have an eternity in the lake of fire called hell. For us, Psalm 16:11, "Thou shalt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore." 1 billion years into eternity, I'll still be enjoying the pleasures and joy of God. And we're given a choice to walk in those paths of righteousness. And my friend, again, it's not an easy believism. There are those today who say, "Well, just believe, just believe." Well, James chapter 2 tells us that the devils believe and tremble. Does that mean that they're going to be in heaven? I mean, they believe so strongly it makes them tremble. They believe the gospel so strongly it makes them tremble. But you see, what this one preacher is trying to call hard belief is what God calls a heart belief. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." It's not "for with the heart man believeth." Romans 10:10 doesn't stop at believeth. He says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." Now, let me show you what we mean by a heart belief. Here's a guy that is 6'4", 225 pounds. Solid muscle. He's also a fighting champion. Maybe it's an ultimate fighter they have today, but he's a champion, a world champion. Then on top of that, we find out that he has a terrible, volatile temper that is short-fused, can be lost very quickly. Now, imagine walking up to that person, and you know that he is all muscle. You know of his fighting ability, and you know of his temper. Do you walk up to him and say, "Look, your wife is the ugliest thing I've ever seen since King Kong"? Now, is that wise? Of course not. Now, You can believe just as strongly that that's not a wise thing as the person that would not say that to his face. You see, here's two people. The other guy will not say that to his face. He will not say that to anybody else because he's afraid it'll get back to him. So he's not going to say anything. He's wise. Why? Because he has a heart belief. He not only believes this guy has the terrible temper, he not only believes that, he acts upon the belief. The other guy believes it. I've watched him in action. He's a great fighter. He's a strong guy. And I believe he does have quick temper. But his belief doesn't lead to the right action, does it? He goes up and tells the guy that your wife is uglier than King Kong. Well, a heart belief is a belief that believes unto righteousness. Now, friend, you can't get good enough for heaven. Neither can I. There's not one of us that can. And the Bible doesn't tell us that we can. But the Bible, as we just read to you earlier in this message, tells us in Acts chapter 17 that God commanded all men everywhere to repent. Do you realize he didn't even use the word believe in that passage? Jesus said in Luke 13:3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And again, didn't use the word believe in that passage. And yet belief is a part of salvation, and so is repentance. But neither one is a work. What you're doing is that you're believing that Jesus died on the cross for your sin, as Romans 9 tells us and Romans 5:8 tells us. You believe, as 1 Peter 2:24 says, that when he was on the tree, when he was on Calvary, he was bearing your sin, my sin, our sins in his own body on the tree. He shed his blood. He died for you. 3 days later, he rose up victoriously from the grave. He rose up bodily from the grave. Revelation 1:18 says that he has the keys of hell and of death. You believe all of that. Now, we must confess that we are sinners. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. By that confession, what you're saying is, yes, I deserve to go to the eternal lake of fire. If you don't believe that, you're not going to be saved. You deserve it. I deserve it. We all do. Because we're sinners. See, in our mind, we may not think we deserve it, but we don't understand how holy God is. And as the Creator, He is sovereign. He has a right to do what He wants with that which is His. So why should He save you? If He's your Creator, He's also going to be your destroyer. It's the right of creation. So, my friend, understand that you can't do anything about your sin and you deserve to go to hell. You can't be good enough to deserve to go to heaven. Not by works of righteousness, Titus 3:5 says, but according to His mercy He saved us. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace, that's God's grace, are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, He says. What I want you to understand is that God's grace is given to you to save you. His blood was shed for you and is appropriated to you through repentance and faith. What you're doing by repentance is saying this, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I cannot save myself. I can't get rid of my sin. But I'm turning to You to cleanse me from my sin, to take my sin from me. Why? Well, the Bible says very plainly in the book of Matthew, His name would be called Jesus because He would save His people from their sin. We know He died for our sin. One of the benefits of receiving Him, receiving His payment for our sin, is that He gives us eternal life in heaven. So my friend, believing that He did that for you, that He was God in the flesh who come to die for you and to pay your penalty and then to raise from the dead, Call upon him to save you, and friend, he will. He actually will. He'll do that for you. Will you do that right now, right where you are? Receive Christ as your Savior? He said, "Preacher, I don't know what to do." Well, just as we said, admit that you're a sinner. Be willing for Christ to cleanse you, to take your sin away. You say, I don't know that I want him to take my sin away. Well, then you're not ready for salvation. If you want him to save you, you got to be willing for him to cleanse you. Believe that Jesus died for you, and that he was buried, and 3 days later he rose from the dead. Romans 10:9 says it this way, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. And verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you do that right now? I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form will be only words. However, if you mean this in your own heart, God's promise is that he will save you. Will you do this right now? Just pray this prayer. I'll pray it slowly so that you can repeat it. But it's only words if you don't mean it from your heart. Pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for all my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my God, as my Lord, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, then will you write us and let us know? Our announcer will give you our physical address as well as our website through which you can email me. We want to know if you've made this decision. Then in addition, my friend, I would also like to be able to send to you our booklet that we send to you absolutely free titled Building Blocks. Building Blocks will instruct you in how to live the new Christian life. It will teach you doctrine. It'll teach you things about how to study the Bible, how to pray, teach you how to witness to others. It'll teach you about doctrine, your church, of future things to come. And I want you to have that absolutely free. Just write and say, Brother Andy, I asked the Lord to save me. Would you send me the booklet? Then, if you as a Christian, you want that booklet, and you say, I will use it to try to help somebody else with it, maybe a new Christian, then I will mail it to you if you ask for it in that way. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.